It's Friday, May 6, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Diversity data with one startling set, a privacy law and data access, and observability data problems. This is the business of tech. In the context of state CIOs adding diversity to their priorities list, the National Association of State Chief Information Officers started studying the issue and published their first results recently. In a recent poll of its members, the organization found that 60% feel they have a diverse workforce, while 93% said their offices offered an inclusive workplace. But diversity is very broadly defined, with some demographic breakdowns outpacing others. Gender diversity, for instance, is more widespread than other factors like race and ethnicity. Half of all CIOs said they didn't know what percentage of job applicants can be considered diverse, while 31% estimated that 10 to 40% of applicants are. But there appears to be a concerted effort among CIOs to grasp the data better. While only 23% said their offices currently have an internal position focused on diversity and inclusion in recruitment and retention, many are planning to add those roles. And in a report from the Talent Board, women and people of color rated their 2021 candidate experiences more positively than older candidates, male candidates, and white candidates did. This is thought to be related to adding more inclusive language and examples of diversity to their career sites, candidate communications, job ads, and other marketing collateral for their employment brands. Talent Board also dove into ratings from candidates who didn't get hired. This accounted for 87% of the candidates and more than 127,000 individuals in North America alone. It found that Black males who were more likely to refer others had 120% higher Net Promoter Score rating, which asks respondents to rate the likelihood that they would recommend a company, product, or service than white males. The report stated that Black women who were more likely to refer others had a 54% higher NPS rating than white women. The results are similar for Hispanic and Asian women and men. And this data point from Computer Weekly: it's not important for men to be involved in integrating women into tech teams, according to 44% of tech workers. The annual Computer Weekly Tech Target Salary Survey found that the number of people who said men need to be involved in integrating women into IT teams has faced a significant drop over the past few years, from 57% in 2019-2020 to 40% in 2020-21 to only 23% in this year's figures. Respondents to the IT salary survey are predominantly mid to senior level IT managers age 35 or above, and more than 80% of those who answered the survey this year were men. Why do we care? Wonder why there's a diversity problem in tech? Well, if it's not prioritized, there's no change. That last survey is pretty striking, and frankly, I found it a little gross and sad. Then compare against the positive recruiting data shown by those who invest in programs. And I'll note that there is a shift. May not be nearly as fast as desired, but it is there. And a follow-up to a story from earlier this week, Connecticut has become the fifth state with a data privacy law. State has a rule that passed bills become law automatically 5 days after they are passed during a legislative session, even without the governor's signature. And another follow-up, I mentioned the data the CDC used to analyze the pandemic, but didn't mention the company behind it, SafeGraph. Protocol dove into their business and noted how much of the data doesn't have commercial uses and is generally used by researchers. SafeGraph announced it would remove the data from its online self-serve data platform and the API through which it distributes data to customers. This led to concerns from researchers trying to see the impacts of changes in laws. The company is now considering options such as changing how it approaches data access, say, only vetted researchers access to some data, with the broader public having more limited access. Why do we care? Maintain there's a business to be had in data management, and SafeGraph gives an example. These are complicated issues and, in that mystery, margin. think of the complexity they're considering and the various ways to approach it. Then consider how to guide and plan. For many companies, this will not be a core skill. It's why I like this space. And from Newstack, according to ESG, 71% of companies believe their observability data, meaning metrics, logs, and traces, is growing at a concerning rate. Yet outcomes are getting worse, not better. And according to a study from PagerDuty, critical incident volume across the platform rose 19% from 2019 to 2020, and they're continuing to grow at an ever faster rate. Why do we care? A small data point, but one I wanted to highlight. Observability is the new monitoring. Monitoring is based on gathering predefined sets of metrics or logs and then allowing teams to watch and understand the state of their systems. Observability is based on exploring properties and patterns not defined in advance, allowing teams to debug their systems. This is an and, not an or. And I'd be remiss if I didn't note how little attention observability gets in the MSP space versus monitoring. So before most providers have even considered this, those that do consider it are struggling to get their hands around it. Start thinking about observability too. Does your organization want to reach almost 20,000 IT service providers? Are you looking for new ways to message? We're looking for those who want to fill this spot. Reach out at mspradio.com/engage to learn more and help get your message out to a large community of active listeners. Thanks for listening and happy National Beverage Day and National No Pants Day. Just be careful celebrating both at the same time. There'll be a bonus episode about remote work this weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.